This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, really an all-star trio. It's Brittany Haas, Paul Cowart, and Jordan Teist, known collectively as Haas, Cowart, Teist. They've got a brand new album out of Instrumental Tunes. Guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And Brittany and Paul, welcome back, I should say. Brittany has been here once before in the band Crooked Still. Paul was here in our Reading studios next to the Cascade Theater when Punch Brothers were on tour. And Paul, you were just actually through here this region again with Dave Rawlings' Machine.
That's right.
Played the Rogue Theater in Grants Pass. The album is fantastic. Congratulations, you guys. Let's go back in time a little bit because the trio is relatively new, but you have all known each other for quite some time, correct?
I guess we all met almost 10 years ago now, give or take, at just kind of various festivals and camps across the country. And we were all going to college in the Mid-Atlantic area, and we got together to play then, just cause kind of we were all interested in developing our musicianship kind of in the same vein.
Did one of you have a little bit more of the impetus of putting a trio together?
Well, at that point, I think we were all equally interested in just hanging out as friends and playing music with each other. And then we all went on to do various things, getting busy in different ways and joining different bands and stuff. And then we kind of had this sort of collective lull where we had a little bit more time and decided to get back together as this lineup.
And that was about 2 years ago, I guess.
Well, I definitely want to talk about the lull because you guys are all individually incredibly busy. But before we do that, let's hear a tune. What do you guys want to do first today?
Let's play Leadfoot. It's a tune of Paul's.
This is the first track from our record, You Got This.
Thank you.
That is Leadfoot. It's live from Haas Cowart Tice, the trio featuring Brittany Haas, Paul Cowart, and Jordan Tice live here in the JPR studios. So before the tune, we were talking about the impetus of the trio when it first got put together. There are so many of you, and I guess in general, maybe that's an overstatement, but there are seemingly so many of you in this new American string music scene that in certain terms, you're almost interchangeable from band to band. So many of these small groups or side projects or off-season bands come together, and you can literally just plunk in, you know, Jordan, you, Paul, you, Sarah Jarosz can be plunked in, Tashina and Tristan Claridge can be plunked in, and the quality just remains incredibly high. How do you as a trio work on creating music or a sound between the three of you that stands apart from some of those other configurations?
I mean, in a way that just kind of happens naturally, based on the fact that we're trying to create new music that makes sense based on kind of the tools of our experience and like what we've listened to and what we've learned over the years. So I guess the, you know, the fiddle music kind of thing is our home base, but we all kind of have you know, common interests in music that's all across the board, and
also, the instrumentation naturally makes a different product.
That too.
And also, the fact that we each bend and flex to accommodate each other's strengths and weaknesses makes us contribute to this group in a different way than we would in another group.
Well, let me follow up on that then. You know, maybe Jordan, I'll ask this of you. What do Paul and Brittany bring to the trio specifically that results in a sound that works?
Brittany specifically is a great player of melodies, like a great she's a very, very nuanced, powerful way of playing melodies on the fiddle, and I don't know, I think I kind of think of you as like a lead singer with a very interesting voice in a lot of ways, so that's, I mean, that's a big part. And you know, she's also just very adept at kind of weaving in and out of things based on like what's needed. And also she's great at kind of the manipulating the color of the fiddle, you know, using different tunings and double stops and things like that. So she's kind of an excellent fiddle colorist, I guess I'd say.
Brittany, I'll ask the same of you. What do Paul and Jordan bring to the trio?
Well, so much. I guess a lot of the stuff that we're doing, when we started playing together, it was more like exploring traditional music together and bringing out the stuff that we thought was cool about it. And then as we've grown as musicians, I guess we've all spent more time on the creative side of like making our own music. And Jordan especially has written a ton of tunes, and he brings a lot of that stuff to this group and specifically writes music that he thinks that we'll sound good playing together. And Paul just moved to Nashville, but before that he was living in Brooklyn as well as Jordan, and they've spent a ton of time together working on these new tunes and kind of figuring out the melody of the bass lines and the harmonic stuff, which is a little bit out of my realm of comfort, like just figuring out how to make a tune and the harmony of it, the chords, work really well together in a way that makes sense and is also just like beautiful, and that you might not even like notice when you're hearing it, but it just works so well. Mm. So they have like this unique way of working together on that kind of stuff.
And Paul, you've been the anchor, the glue in many bands featuring incredible musicianship up front. What is unique about this trio for you?
Well, the fact that it is a trio, and an instrumental one at that, allows me to have a much more diverse and present voice, instead of backing up singers, you know, where I have a real bass function job to do. I still bring that to the trio, but I get to be the voice a lot more often. And
that's fun.
And we're equally creative in this group, so, you know, to be able to have an idea and just run with it is a real joy.
Haas Cowart Tice, they're my guests live in the studio today. Their album is called You Got This. I want to hear another tune. Before you play, though, question that I'm going to try to phrase in a way that makes some sense. Going backward in time, the roots of the music that you guys are creating is dance music. It's sort of peasant dance music, a lot of this traditional folk music. How do you juggle or balance the come one, come all dance music with the much headier stuff that tends to be much more cerebral compositions that a lot of your trio, for example, creates? Punch Brothers certainly creates, even Crooked Still creates very cerebral, difficult, challenging music, yet trying to make it accessible to all looking backwards. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if we're ever really trying to make anything so-called accessible, but the music that we like is music that we can latch onto. And some of the old folk music, you know, it's a great framework within which to be creative and invent something new.
I mean, I guess it's kind of like a series of decisions. In a lot of ways, compositionally, like, we all have maybe the most experience, maybe except for Paul, because you have your classical background, we all have the most experience playing and writing tunes. But the thing, you know, just like, I guess, like, functionally, we're not just playing tunes. You know, there's not this premise of, like, there's not this, you know, you're sitting and listening to people play tunes premise around what we do. So a tune repeats over and over with variations of some sort, and as soon as you deviate maybe from deciding that you're not going to repeat something over and over, or like bring something new into it, or decide that you're going to like make a series of melodies that's interesting over the course of 3 minutes, you know, as soon as you deviate from one of these familiar structures, that's where, like, I guess a lot of the other kind of influences come in.
Do you have a mental picture of where someone is or what someone is doing while they listen to your music? Like, are they at a festival outside? Are they, sure, in a concert hall? Are they?
Sometimes I've been imagining, as we work on a tune, like playing it at a big bluegrass festival stage.
Yeah, totally.
At the Super Bowl halftime.
No.
Or just like a lot of times, like the space of like this, you know, the sound of us playing something that we've created draws, you know, like brings to mind something, for sure. Like, this would sound good outside, or this is intimate music, or...
Yeah, I mean, thinking about the venue where you play the music, because ultimately what we're doing is creating music that is meant to be performed live, and so thinking about the venue where we do that is part of the process of making the music.
Haas Kovert-Theiss, my guests, live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new record came out this summer, is called You Got This. It's Brittany Haas, Paul Kovert, and Jordan Theiss. Let's hear another tune. What do you want to do next?
Down the hatch.
Sure. Okay.
That is Haas Kohwert-Theis live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new album is called You Got This. It's Brittany Haas, Paul Kohwert, and Jordan Theis live on Jefferson Public Radio. And a reminder, you can subscribe to JPR Live Sessions on iTunes. Just search for JPR Live Sessions. Before the tune, we were talking about the different groups that you guys are in and the unique things that being in this trio allows you to do musically. One thing that I notice during the tune, you're all smiling. You know, there's an inherent joy that you must all feel in playing in this particular arrangement.
There's a lot that that we say musically to each other that we understand. We're all the same age. We have a lot of the same influences in music, and we almost have, you know how when people get together and they start speaking in a different language, like people, groups of people start cultivating their own kind of language, and then someone who has never hung out with them before joins the group and has no idea what people are talking about because like bands have that with their actual verbal language. So yeah, there's a lot of, Brittany always plays things in the fiddle that surprise me, and Jordan, you know, same thing. So I don't know, I think that's where that comes from.
Yeah, and like spending so much time together, I feel like that's part of it. Like riding in a car all day long and just like knowing exactly, and having played the same tunes. I mean, it's not the same every time by any means, but we all know each other so well and what we're gonna do mostly, that when something's different, it's really exciting. And yeah, I don't know, there's just like, you catch so many more nuances the more that you play with certain people.
Well, Brittany, let me ask you about that, because you said, you know, spending so much time together.
Yeah.
But outside of this trio,
uh-huh,
you guys are off in a million different directions where you're not actually together so much.
Yeah, that's true.
So is it sort of like old home week when you get to see one another again and it immediately clicks, or does it take some time to kind of gel again?
Well, I guess it's like a part of it is like we're all kind of old, you know, like friends, so to speak, too, you know? And it's like, not to say that we're like openly hostile with a lot of the other musicians we play with, but you know, like this is element. It's like I don't have to, you know, like sitting in the car or just like whatever. I feel like I don't have to like censor myself or, you know, like anything like that. Or just could like say whatever comes to mind. And you don't, you know, like it's the professionalness is overshadowed maybe by the friendship in this case.
Right. It's kind of like we're like siblings or something. You know, like the bro-iness, except I'm a girl, I don't know.
Can you have like bro-iness?
Just sitting in a car and talking about whatever. And I don't know, I mean, it's really fun. We like, you get to talk about all the experiences that you have together, which are very diverse, I think, when you're on tour. Like, you kind of never know what's going to happen. And a lot of it's really fun. And sometimes it's like kind of weird and you can laugh about that. And
right.
Yeah.
The press and the critical response to the record has been overwhelmingly positive, which is great, I'm sure. You always like to see that. And undoubtedly that leads to you guys being offered some gigs to play as a trio. Does it become problematic at some point when those other gigs that you kind of have going on start to come back into the fold? Like, do you have to put Haas Kohwert-Theis on ice for a while? Is it a seasonal group? Like, what do you do?
Well, first off, Haas Kohwert-Theis on ice sounds like a great idea.
Right. It's like a review with Brian Boitano, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you just never know what's going to happen. When you get going, you kind of, you put your eggs in the basket or whatever. You make a record and you kind of go for it, assuming that you're all equally excited about the music, which we still are, which is good. And then you just never know when something's going to come up, like getting another gig that's really cool or moving to a different city, and you just go with the flow, basically.
Right. Brittany, when you were here last, it was one of the last gigs of Crooked Still before the Crooked Still hiatus, and that may or may not be over sometime very soon. And was just reading new spring dates just announced for Punch Brothers.
Yep.
So, Paul, obviously you will be very busy. Jordan, you play with everybody all the time. So at what point does that stuff start ramping up and you guys aren't available to tour as a trio?
I mean, it's, I think this is a priority for all of us, but then there's also, you know, just, it's just a balancing act, I guess. Just like, kind of like, you know, you have like these different things that you do, and each of those involves a certain level of commitment to sustain it. And just, I guess there's just kind of a complex series of decisions that and priorities and prioritizing and scheduling that really makes it all work. But
yeah, we want to make another record, so that'll happen at some point, and we'll just kind of take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Paul is getting busy with Punch Brothers this spring, especially, so we won't be doing too much, but we're going to kind of sneak in some time to start working on a new record.
Yeah, kind of reserving the time that we have together to stay off the road and work on new music so that we can make a new record and then take that on the road. Mm.
How do you find time to keep the repertoire of your other ensembles and this trio under your fingers all the time? I mean, none of it comes across as particularly easy to play. And yeah, Jordan, you were talking about how song structure, a lot of it sort of repeats. Just that's the way the music sort of works. But there's a lot going on in all of these songs, not only in this trio, but in the other groups that you're in as well. So how do you find time not only to partner up with people that you're not used to always playing with, create new tunes, work out new arrangements, and yet keep all of the other stuff under your fingers all the time?
I could speak to that. I have between Punch Brothers and Dave Rawlings Machine and this, there are a pretty wide variety of roles within the context of playing with fiddles and guitars and mandolins and stuff. When I was younger, I used to kind of think about, like, how am I going to do this thing and then also be able to, like, how am I going to play in a band where I'm, like, slapping and playing, like, country bass lines and then, like, playing in, like, an instrumental trio while I'm, playing with the bow and playing all over the instrument. And I guess the reality is that it's all kind of gotten soupy. It's, like, all kind of influenced each other. Yeah. And a lot of the other groups that I play with, I bring that experience to the trio. Hmm. I think it's probably the same for each of you guys.
Definitely, yeah, because I feel like there's not really any point in compartmentalizing at a certain point in your musical career because everything feeds everything else. And, you know, any inspiration that you might take from one of your other projects, you can bring that back and that'll, you know, make things slightly different in this setting, and that's exciting for everybody.
Also, just the conditioning of playing a lot of different things eventually kind of, like, makes you maybe just, like, distill, like, become this thing that can function in all the situations you do find enjoyable and want to be a part of.
Do you ever have one of those moments where one of the songs opens up to one of your spotlights where you're soloing and in the middle of that you realize, oh yeah, that's totally from the repertoire of one of the other bands I play in?
that actually happened. Well, can I tell about what I noticed about that Cricket Still song?
Oh, yes.
There's a song that Cricket Still plays that basically Brittany kind of kicks off into the exact same. She wrote that tune down the hatch. And I guess Cricket Still did a couple reunion gigs a few weeks ago in the Northeast. And I went and saw a couple of those. And I was sitting watching, and I heard her kick. I'm like, is she playing Down the Hatch? Oh, wait, no. That's like her kick from that's her melody that she played to this Cricket Still song about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I made that up too. So maybe it's just like I'm just recycling my own material or something.
Everyone did it.
Everyone does it. Brittany Haas, Paul Kohrt, and Jordan Theis are my guests live today in the JPR studios. Their new trio disc is called Haas, Kohrt, Theis. You got this. Guys, thanks for coming in. It's been a pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping on your trip. Will you play us one more?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do?
Another one off the new disc, Monkey Trouble. Thank you.
That is Haas Covert Tice live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Music from their new album called You Got This. It's Brittany Haas, Paul Covert, and Jordan Tice. Guys, thanks again for visiting us here at JPR.
Real
pleasure.